Imagine you're on a long road trip. You've planned on going across the country for a long time. You've had all your supplies ready. Your car is full of all of your gear, and you're literally moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. You've gone on all kinds of windy roads. You've driven through territory that you recognize. You're starting to head through the Midwest into territory you don't as much recognize. You see fields. You've seen sunsets along the way. You've driven until your eyes were really tired. You've had beautiful moments, things that you've seen that you've never quite seen in that way before. Enchanting little towns along the way and places, frankly, you're really glad that you don't live. And you come to the mountains. As you enter the mountains, you're seeing things that get you incredibly excited, and you're seeing peaks that also scare you to death. And as you drive up these windy mountain roads, you need to give the car and yourself a break. You pull over, you come to the top of this mountain pass, and you have a chance to see an incredible vista. And on this view, you look back at where you've come from. You see all the beautiful moments along the way, all the struggles, the journey, all the time, all the money you've already spent on gas, all the energy it's already taken from you. And then you look ahead. You look ahead and see the space that you still have to travel, the time ahead of you, the sights that you're going to see, the many hours ahead of you that you're going to drive. And that is much like our lives. We are on a journey. At Stayforth, we use this journey analogy because it's so important to see where we are in context in this moment. We all are at some mountain pass where we get a chance to stop, to pause, and to look back. And as you look back in your life, you're going to celebrate some things. You're going to have some regrets along the way, but you still have time. The road trip is not over. And as you look back in this episode, we're going to ask you to re-examine some questions. We're also going to invite you to look back over the last few years, to take a smaller chunk of this journey that has been this COVID season, and say, I bet there are some things you've lost along the way. I bet maybe you've been tired at the wheel, or you've been in a fog during this season, and break that into a smaller chunk. And then we're going to invite you to look ahead, to imagine those beautiful moments, to imagine the things that you want to do, you want to experience, the person, the leader, the dad, the mom, the friend that you want to become. This is a moment. This is a crossroads. And we are going to give you a vantage in this episode to look back and look ahead.
So this episode is all about tensions. And actually, you being a reinventor, we're going to get to that, but stick with us. We can tend to live too far in the past, and we can tend to long too close, too long, too far for the future. You know, we can spend too much time wanting to live like a rock skipped across the water to get to the next thing and neglect what we've left behind that really is there to help us as we take these steps. Or we can spend so much time in the past that we forget what needs to happen now, what needs to change so that we can take next steps. If you're out walking right now, you're literally taking steps. What needs to happen for you to take the one in front of you? What needs to happen and take the next one with you?
The authors of The Power of Pull use this phrase that we often share in our coaching relationships. We can't make progress until we make sense. We can't make progress until we make sense. Let me translate that into this journey analogy. Until we know where we've come from, we don't properly know where we're going to. You probably heard that lesson the first day of history class where your teacher asks you, why do we study history? So we want to invite you to think about your personal history along this journey. Again, it's good and bad, but we want to focus in on a question. So as you're standing on this mountain pass and you look backward at the journey you've already come on, we want to ask you this question. What things in your life and leadership do you need to return to? What things in your life and leadership do you need to return to? There are some beautiful rhythms and keystone habits and things that you regularly repeated that you just sort of stopped doing. And we want you to look back to those and ask, what do you need to return to in your life or leadership? We'll see you up ahead.
I don't know about you, but for me, it's easier to identify things that I want to return to because there's a sense of comfort there. This worked and it could still work. So I need to return that and reintegrate that back into my life and leadership. And that may look different for all of you, but that tends to be a little bit easier. The hard part is the flip side of that. It's naming things to let go of. Things that used to work that no longer work. Something that worked for a season that won't really work anymore. I know I like to run and there's great moments where I've set a record time, run a distance and hit a milestone. And that tends to set the stage. And for me and for many people, you want everything to look the same going forward. And that's not realistic. You have to let go of thinking if everything is based on what once was, nothing will ever be enough moving forward. If we try to do everything the same and always cling to things that we should let go, we're really capping our potential and we're really adding more weight that we can bear, which will lead us to feeling stuck, overwhelmed. We'll lose clarity, we'll lose purpose. And before you know it, we've allowed fog to set in that beautiful mountain pass we're standing on is no longer beautiful. We're stuck, we're afraid, we don't know where to go. We can't find ourselves up or down. So Alan, what goes into identifying things and the pain of change and letting something go?
First, I'm going to bring you back to the word we already talked about, tension. You live in this tension, the space between where you've come from and where you're going. Let's call that the present. This moment is tension. And tension is hard, but tension is good. When you think about your life, when you think about your fog or your stuckness right now, or your vision right now, wherever you sit on this path, whether it's a crystal clear day or it's foggy, there is a stuckness to the present, this in between in this moment. And so from this past, we want to invite you to shift your eyes as you look ahead and to ask this question: what do you need to reinvent? What do you need to reinvent in your life or leadership? And I want to remind you that what got you here is not going to get you there. That there are moments where we have to turn, and while we have to return to something, we literally have to turn and reinvent how we do different aspects of life or leadership. Let me ask it a slightly different way if this is more helpful. What needs to be different on the journey ahead than it was on the journey in the past? What needs to be different on the journey ahead than it was the journey in the past? I'll give you some time to reflect and we'll see you up ahead.
So I love the word reinvent. And it actually took me back to a place where I can remember, I don't know about you, Alan, but I was in school. They used to always bring the inventors in, and they would have, some of them would have the, like, the corniest of objects they created, or some of them are really cool, but there was always this like wonder and like a bit of joy of like, man, that would be so cool to be able to invent something that would change the world around me. And what's really unique about this is we get to reinvent things in our own life and leadership so that we can actually take steps to change the world around us. I don't know about you. I mean, what do you, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I've had to reinvent is how I lead and how I serve other people. And whether that is in the context of a family, as I had kids and we started through the miracle of adoption. And so we had a 6 and 2 year old, how I needed to serve our family changed dramatically. I mean, literally overnight. And then as the kids got older, they had different needs and I needed to reinvent how I fathered. And there were things that I did before that I needed to leave behind as our kids get older. And right now I just have welcomed my daughter into adulthood, and the way I lead her, the way I serve her, the way I help her and nurture her as a dad changes in a huge way as she moves into adulthood. And so as I look back on the journey, there are fond memories of that, different needs and requirements along the way in order to serve and lead. And we need these marker moments where we are on a pass, as it were, where we look back and say, that was beautiful, but something very different up ahead. And so I have now formed new goals for what my relationship looks like with my kids, but especially with my daughter as we're on that precipice. And you know what I'm feeling as I share this and as I experience this in the season? Tension. Yeah. Because I haven't yet done that. Yeah. I haven't yet led an adult and served an adult child, but I'm going to figure it out as I go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking ahead to where you hope to go and in a direction where you hope to land and things that you hope to do. And part of that is reinventing. I mean, you don't have to think, then you have to think in terms of what's the next thing that's going to change the world around me. It's quite simple and practical. Is there's things within me that were okay. They can be reinvented and tweaked a little bit to help me in this next stage, right? We're on a journey here, looking at this pass, you're hiking. There's things that you did at the start of this episode that can continue to the end of the episode and beyond. It's just making it simple. What is working okay right now that I need to return to that can help me take, you know, multiplicative next steps down the road? So we're going to step away one last time. And we guys want you to think, what are some things that you need to reinvent? Seemingly ordinary, practical. What are some things that you need to reinvent to help you find sustainable health and impact in your life and leadership? We're closing in on the end of the episode, but we'll see you right back up ahead. Thank you. We've made it. Another finish line, but let's be real. It's really just another starting line on this journey called life. You've made some next steps today. You've named some things. You've thought about some things you need to return to, some weighty things that maybe you're carrying them in your pack right now and need to unload them so that you can move more sustainably in the right direction. And maybe you've got some things you know that you need to reinvent. We're going to leave you with one more question. You're free to continue sitting, enjoying that cup of coffee, continue out for a walk, hope the scenery is beautiful, looking at the ocean, wherever you might be doing. You can continue on after this. And we'll be right here at the next one. But before we send you off, what's your next step? But put another way, if you're looking ahead to the future, let's say 6 months, what can you do today with what you've learned so that if you met yourself in a coffee shop 6 months from now, your future self would thank you? You guys have been great. Keep taking your next right steps. We'll see you on the next episode.